Thank you very much. That's regarding the parameters when you put in a street with counterflow cycling. I also can add the Austrian experiences. That depends on the width of the one-way road and also if it's marked or not. And the speed limit is up to 30 kilometers. It's the definition of the technical standard. So of course the municipality can also implement counterflow cycling on streets where they have a speed limit of up to 50 or 60 kilometers. It's possible from the law. Now we have in the revision suggested that we have a change of the principle so that all one-way roads have to be opened if the speed limit is 30 kilometers, but the municipality can not allow the counterflow cycling. That's a huge discussion now because some municipalities say it's a huge workload because they have to check so many one-way roads, but it's a very cheap extension of the cycling network. For the suggestion of the definition, I would suggest to add one important thing. It's an important thing that you have to signpost it. We have in Austria, for example, the residential area. If it's a one-way residential area road, counterflow cycling is always allowed, but there's no mandatory signposting for that. So many of the cyclists are not knowing that you can use the counterflow residential road. So that will be for the definition, maybe in the convention, and for this an important thing that you always have to communicate that the one-way road is opened in the other direction for the cyclists. Yes, that's from the Austrian side. Gregor, you also have some comments. The floor.